You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for joining me today on Chuck's Favorite Things. I do appreciate it. It is Thursday, September the 15th. Half of the month is gone, and sometime next week, I understand fall is going to start. We've enjoyed some cooler temperatures this week, and I like that. I enjoy the rain. Nothing wrong with that at all. The ground needs it. Drought is really bad in the west, southwest, several places around the United States. Other places got flooded so many times this year, it's ridiculous. So we still have compassion for those in Baton Rouge and those in other states that were flooded, even Florida and different coastal states. But today's podcast is called Boogie Down in Bossier City. And I just want to reflect with you what and where my travels took me last week. You know, since I retired from being a local pastor last October here in Moore, Oklahoma, I've been traveling around the United States, particularly Texas, Louisiana, Branson, Missouri, Oklahoma, just kind of making the rounds. Went to Tennessee once with Julie. We had a seminar to go to. This past weekend, we were invited to go to Bossier City at Harvest Fellowship, where I led worship last November. And they invited us to come down and do an outdoor event, put together a band, and do an outdoor community event, and make an awareness in the community that something was going on in that community. And so me and Ken Adams went down there. I called him and I said, Ken, I need a bass player. So it worked out where he could come. We left last Thursday and came home Sunday evening. Ken played bass for us. Who else was in this band we put together? In fact, we called this band Chuck Whetstone and Fusion. And I have photographs, but we were called Chuck Whetstone and Fusion. And that just, to me, fusion means, okay, you're fusing together people from Oklahoma and people from Louisiana. So we're called Fusion. I have no idea. It just, my brother-in-law Richard came up with the name, and I went with it. So my drummer was my brother-in-law, Richard Watson, also senior pastor at Harvest Fellowship in Bossier City. On guitar, the other guitar, I played guitar and keyboard. On the other guitar, lead guitar, was Mr. George Dias, right from right there in Shreveport, Louisiana. And on vocals, we call him The Voice. Doyce The Voice Smith was our other vocalist, and he sang some leads and sang some backup, and we just had a great time together. Now, Richard and Doyce and I, we were part of a group in North Carolina called Last Days Light Band, also key ministry leaders at our church in Asheboro, North Carolina. We love to serve there, love the people. And I was there 15 years, and Doyce and Richard are over there over 20 years. And it was just a wonderful time in our lives to be there in North Carolina. So we were down in Louisiana. Those two lived down there. And so I came down there. We were able to put together some songs that we had done in North Carolina, and it turned out really nice, the vocals, and especially when we sang three-part harmony, because that's what the three of us did a lot of in North Carolina. So last Thursday, Ken and I loaded up my Chrysler 300. Now listen, this is not an SUV. It's not a truck. It's not a van. It's a sedan, four-door sedan. It was the best thing we could take down there because Kenny's truck was pretty good on gas mileage on the road, but I think my car would be a little bit better. So we took my car. We loaded it down to the gills, if you want to know what I'm talking about. I had two amps, two keyboards, one keyboard stand, one electric guitar, various stands for the guitars and for the amps. Kenny had an amp, a bass amp, and he had his guitar. Then we had our clothing. And you know, so I had a suitcase. He had a suitcase. I had a pillow. He had a pillow. We were loaded pretty good. And so we got down to Bossier City that afternoon about 4:30. We had time just to go eat a quick bite of supper. And then we unloaded at the church and started practicing for the event. So we had two nights of practice with this band that had never played together in this environment before, in this setting. And so, of course, Kenny and I had played together. Me and Richard and Doyce had played together. I'd played together with George last year. And so then putting all this together was just a fun project. Love to make music with other people. So we get down there, and I had already worked on the songs and charted them out. And so, we didn't have to do the guesswork on that. So we were able to do that. I did lower the key of one song one time, but other than that, everything was the way it was. And man, we had some good times. Some of the songs that we worked on the first night included from the old Sweet Comfort Band from the late 70s. They had a song called When I Was Alone. Richard sings that, and me and Doyce back him up on vocals. We used to do that in North Carolina. Just a wonderful song. What else did we do? We did some fun stuff too, like Cotton Fields. Cotton Fields was written by Lead Belly back in about 1940. He was a African American musician, guitarist, blues artist. He wrote this song, reminiscent of picking cotton in Northwest Louisiana. It says, when I was a little bitty baby, my mama would rock me in the cradle in them old cotton fields back home. It was down in Louisiana, just about a mile from Texarkana. I don't know where it was, but it definitely rhymed with Texarkana. So I was born in Shreveport, and I wanted to sing a song with Southern roots to it. So we sang that. It was just a lot of fun doing Cotton Fields. And we did the Creedence Clearwater Revival version. I did some study, guys, and it's interesting. In 1969, when CCR had their release of this album and this song, it was on the Willie and the Poor Boy album. When they released this project, the Beach Boys also released their version of Cotton Fields. And I listened to it, and they used a different, another verse that I wasn't used to. It's a good one, but I just didn't like the style of it. It seemed too slow for me. And so I was glad I picked CCR because I just love CCR so much. Okay, what else did we do? I did my version of The House for the Rising Sun, mixed it with Amazing Grace, and it turned out awesome. Just a great song. Some other songs that you might know. We did Drift Away by Mr. Dobie Gray. Give me the beat, boy, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And I didn't know I was going to sing that. I had in mind that Doyce was going to sing it. I ended up singing it. Well, it was just a lot of fun. And it was a challenge to me as an artist to learn somebody else's song. That was a lot of fun to do. What else did we do? Oh, my goodness, so many. We have a friend down in Houston, Texas, named Chester Harkins. He's written many songs. We did a song he wrote about dreams. We didn't know what to call it, so we call it Chester's Dreams because his name is Chester. And we did this song, just a great, fun song. I love to do that song. What else did we do? Oh, we did some songs by a guy named Trevor Morgan. Trevor Morgan. If you can, look him up. I think he lives in Austin, Texas now. He went on tour a few years back with Third Day, if you know who they are. And he even co-wrote a song with Mac Powell called The Invitation. If you get a chance to hear the song The Invitation by Trevor Morgan, you need to listen to it. And I've put links on Facebook before. I can do that, so I'll try to do that again. So if you follow me on Facebook, on chucksfavoritethings.com or on my own timeline, you can follow that. I'll try to put this link to Trevor Morgan. Just a tremendous song. Me and Kenny fell in love with it. Richard has loved it for a couple of years, and I just heard it this past month and just loved it a whole lot. It's called The Invitation. The Invitation to Your Life. It's just a tremendous song. We did some more songs that he wrote. One was called Jesus Rides the Subway. We had a lot of fun with that one, and it is a sobering song. It talks about laying your burdens down. It's really a good song. Trouble is, I would get silly sometime, and I would make a joke about it, and I'd say, Jesus ate at Subway. And so, I didn't mean to confuse Richard at all because he was going to sing it. Turned out to be a great song. Oh, yeah, Richard also sang The Invitation, and we did that Sunday morning for church as well. Another song he wrote, Trevor Morgan, was called Everybody Needs Somebody. Now that, folks, that is not Dean Martin. Everybody needs somebody sometime. It's not Dean Martin, okay? It's just a great country rocking song called Everybody Needs Somebody. Reminiscent of Bruce Springsteen in his style and his vocals. If you can look that up on YouTube, Everybody Needs Somebody. Just a great song by Trevor Morgan. I love doing that song. We also worked on a song from the 60s called Get Together, and we worked on it Thursday night. We worked on it Friday night, and we were going to do it Saturday night at our outdoor concert because that's when our schedule was. It was going to be 6:30 to 8:30 on Saturday evening, outdoor concert, and they're giving away free hot dogs and sodas and face painting and moon bounce slide. They had inflatable slide there, and that was all going on that evening. Well, we did the song called Get Together. We worked on it. Guess what? The weather was against us this whole weekend. I mean, Thursday and Friday were great, but the forecast for Saturday was terrible. 50%, 60%, 80% chance of rain. Fortunately, and we did much praying about it. Fortunately, when the time came for us to get on the platform, or we were on a flatbed of an 18-wheeler. When we got on there to the stage to sing, did our sound check. It turned out to be almost 10 minutes to 7. It was getting later and getting darker. The clouds overhead were dark and kind of moody and looked like it could rain anytime. But here's what happened, guys. The cold front came in from Oklahoma, which had a lot of rain and thunderstorms Friday night, because my wife told me, and I was talking to her on the phone when it happened. Gets down to Shreveport, Bossier City. It slides past Bossier City where we are. We're 2 miles north of I-220. We're 2 miles north of there. Guess what? 2 miles south of us, right there on 220 and further south, it was raining cats and dogs. But where we were was totally dry. So we didn't have a large turnout because a lot of people in Bossier thought we were rained out, but we were not. And we did about 8 or 9 songs before we had to quit, before I felt raindrops. I shut the thing down about 7:35 because I didn't want the PA system that we borrowed to get wet. And as soon as I said unplug and put things away, we started putting things away, it quit raining about a minute later. But by that time, it was getting dark, and I said, well, it's fine. We did 8 or 9 songs. And then we put all that stuff away, set up for Sunday morning. I led worship Sunday morning. We did several of the songs that we did Saturday night and some that we didn't do. It was just a great time. Brother-in-law preached. Richard Watson preached. It was a good service, and we enjoyed being there at Harvest Fellowship in Bossier City, Louisiana. It's at 4601 Airline Drive, in case you ever need to go to a church. You're looking for a church, a home church, or you just like to visit. Great church, great pastor, great friends that go there. And so check it out. Harvest Fellowship, Bossier City. Now, they fed us really well. Me and Ken ate good. We stayed with Richard and Connie at their house. Had our own beds. It was just a great time. So after church Sunday morning, we came back. Went down I-20 to Marshall, ate lunch, and then went a little further to Lindale, Texas, and went up north on Highway 69 and made it up to Sherman, cut over to Gainesville, Texas, and then came up I-35 all the way home. So it was a good weekend, guys. And when I said we boogie down in Bossier City, well, you know, we didn't do a bunch of boogie, but we did some old rock and roll, some good Christian rock and roll. Just had a great time with my friends. So I'd like to share with you some of the things I do and places I go and the people I see. And this was just a memorable trip, and never forget it. And I don't think the people will either that were participating in it. Just had a great time making music with my friends. This is Chuck Whetstone. Now, I will, on my website, chucksfavoritethings.com, you will see photographs. And again, I'm going to try to include a song, or maybe include a song in this next podcast, because this one's getting pretty long right now. So maybe tomorrow I'll just add in a couple songs you can listen to on the podcast. Let's do that, because this is already too long. So until tomorrow, Chuck Whetstone, thank you for joining me on Chuck's Favorite Things, Inspiration, Motivation, from Music, Movies, Memories, and More. Bye-bye.